Start your day the Turaway Northwest London, Tuesday, 5th of Kislev, 29th of November. Rav Chaim Perlman, Shlita, the challenge of parenthood. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by Family Posen, the Nishmas of Moshe Ben Yeshua Zechon Lebrocha, and late Frank Posen on his 25th Yahrzeit last Sunday.
Good morning. Chazal tell us that Ein Lemedin Mikodim Matan Torah, one is not supposed to learn halachos from Kodim Matan Torah, that is from Bereishis, Shemos, up to the Kabbalah Satorah, we don't learn halachos. Nonetheless, it's clear from Chazal that Derech Eretz and Midas, that we do learn from the Ovos. And in every Sedra of Bereishis onwards, we can learn so much from the way that the Ovos acted, in particular in this subject this morning of Chinuch Yelodim, of bringing up children. Although many places in Chazal, we're not allowed to criticize the others. Nonetheless, we do find, in Rishonim and Ramban, in particular, Rabbeinu Bachai, and later, of course, Rabbi Shimshon Shofar Hirsch, virtually on every Sedra in Bereishis, focuses on matters which you can learn from the others regarding Chinuch Bonim, regarding education. In particular, Rabbi Shimshon Shofar Hirsch has, in every Sedra of Bereishis, he's got something to say and very deep insights. And Chazal, on the other hand, we have a Midrashim, when the Midrashim seem to indeed criticize the Ovos in various ways. In particular, Rabbeinu Bachai, in his Akdomo to Shemos, quotes a Midrash also from Shemos, and he, based on the Posik and Mishli, and all the Hakdomas of the Rabbeinu Bachai starts off with the Posik and Mishli. And the Rabbeinu Bachai quotes the Medrash as follows: V'hu she'omar shlema on v'asholem, choseich shivtoi, sonei v'no. Someone who withdraws the rod, spares the rod from his children, then v'no, sonei v'no, is hating his children. V'oyavoi. But if he loves his child, shicharoi musa. Shicharoi, two interpretations in the Meforshim. One interpretation is shicharoi, that he constantly, daily, chastises his child. And the other interpretation, I think, from the Malbim, is shicharoi. Shicharoi is a lotion of shachris. In other words, and when a child is very young, biyaldos, when a child is very young, a father should not restrain from chastising the child and punishing the child. And of course, a part of parenthood is getting some sort of balance on the one hand between disciplining the child, on the other hand, showing love and ava for the child. And the balance is always, it's a very difficult problem to get it right, to be on the one hand to have discipline, and the other one to give ava. Similarly, and Shimshon of Hirsch, and I think it's in Parshas Lech Lecha, was it Bayero? Has a whole piece there. On the one hand, we need to protect our children, and therefore you have to a certain extent, isolate the children from the surroundings and put a protective coat around them so they shouldn't be influenced by outside what's going on in the street. On the other hand, if we totally isolate the children, then they won't be fully protected, and they won't have the ability to stand up with all the challenges which life, which one has to go through in life. So how do you get the balance right between, on the one hand, putting a coat around them to protect the children, on the other hand, allowing the children to be exposed to a certain extent? And there's a beautiful piece of Shimshon Shofar Hirsch, I don't think I'll have time to get to that today, but also on the Sedras of Bereishis. But to quote the Medrash further, the Medrash says as follows, a person who restrains the rod, in other words, doesn't chastise the children, is in fact not loving his child, he's hating his child. Zed David, that is a reference to David. One who loves his child will give them punishment, will discipline the child. Ze Yaakov, that refers to Yaakov. Lelamedcho comes to teach you, shekolamoneya musa mimenu, whoever holds back giving discipline to the child, lesof yotze letarvus ro. The end will be the child will go off the path and sadly go astray. Shekeimot sinu b'yishmoel, the Medrash is highly critical of Avraham Avinu. Shekein motzinu b'Yishmoel, shehoyaloi gaguin etzel oviv. The father indulged him too much. He loved him too much for lo rodohu, and therefore he didn't actually punish him. V'yotzo l'tarvus, and went, therefore he left the path. V'chein be'esov, so we find with Esau. V'chein Adonio ben Chagis. Also, this referring to David, he had a son, Adonia ben Chagis. Hoyolo gaguin etzel oviv. He had, the father indulged him too much, belo radu, and he didn't punish him. And he quotes the posik, which I want to focus on in the time we've got available today, a posik which comes from the Haftorah of Parshas Chayesoro. The posik in Chayesoro, when there it says, "Vamelech David zoke in bo bayomim," the Haftorah for Parshas Chayesoro, and there the posik says, "V'leyat sovoy oviv miyomov." His father did not rebuke him miyomov all his days. V'chein Avshalom, so also Avshalom went astray. So the Medrash is highly critical of David in the way he brought up his children, in particular Avshalom, was the older one, and then Adonia ben Chagis. Then it says, "Va'ohavo shicharo Musa." If he really loved the child, shicharo Musa, then it again turns to Avram, strangely. Ze Avram, sheyiser es Yitzchok, who did punish Yitzchok, v'olicho bedrochov, and therefore, and he went in his way, shenema ki yedati v'leman ashi yitzav es bonov. V'chein Yaakov, also Yaakov, yiser es bonov, Yaakov gave Musa to his children, v'lohoyo behem solus. And the Medrash continues. So the Medrash is highly critical, on the one hand, of Avram, the way he was mechanech his son Yishmael, but praises him the way he's mechanech Yitzchok. It criticizes Yitzchok, and Yitzchok produced an Esau, and praises Yaakov, because Yaakov was shicharo Musa, and that's why he's velohoyo behem pesodas. He had children who went in the right derech. So, from the Medrash we see it doesn't hold back from criticizing the others. And as I say, getting this balance between, on the one hand, disciplining, on the other hand, showing avo, to the right to the modern Bale Musa, Rav Dessler is very quite strong on the shicharo Musa, that one has to chastise and punish children, and yet Rav Volba is very much against it and says that. Note that this, and some suggest that perhaps in view of the children have changed, the generation has changed, and maybe the attitude should change towards getting the balance between discipline and avo. Maybe it changes over the years, possibly. But as I say, the Chazal were not, or the Rishonim were not, didn't hold back in criticizing the Ovitz. They get the Ramban, Batana, Sorai. Batibrach before Neo, Sorrow afflicted Hogo, and the Ramban says, Choto imenu be'inuze, our mother Sorrow sinned greatly in the way she treated Hogo. And so also the Radak on the Chumash says exactly the same thing. But of course, others differ. On the contrary, Sorrow was absolutely correct in the way she treated Hogo. And we see that because we see that Sorrow was superior to Avram in Nevius, and on the other hand, Chazal praised Sorrow for the way she treated Hogo and the way she treated Yishmael. So who is right? I don't know, but there's a machlokas rishonim clearly in just the basic pshat and chumash. But let me focus on this posik, which I quoted before. Ba'melech David zokin bo bayomis, the haftorah of Parshas Chayesoro. There it says, Adonio ben Chagus, Misnase Lemer. Adonio ben Chagus, the son of David. Misnase Lemer was, as it were, going around and as already pretending to be the king. Ani Emloch, I'm going to be the king. Vayaslo Rechevu Porosho Vachamishim Ishrotzim Lefonov. He had all the appurtenances of being a king, with all the horses and the chariots running and men running in front of him. Then the Pasuk says this statement, the father did not rebuke him during his days, Lamer, Madua Kocho Osiso. Why did you behave in such a way? The father indulged him, didn't rebuke him. The Gam Hu Tov Toa Mayod, he was very good looking, Vosa Yoldo Achare Avsholom, and he was the one who was born after Avsholom. And then by Yidavorov Imyor Ben Sariyah, he took the malcontents, the ones who had issues with David, that is Yoav, he knew his time was up because David was not sure so favorable towards Yoav, and also if Yoso was also had been as it were relegated from the kahuna, and he knew how to get on side those leaders who had already fallen out with David. Vayazru acharei Adonio and Yoav, and if Yoso, they helped assisted Adonio in his rebellion against David. Now, what is very puzzling is this word lo atzovei. If you look in the Mefarshim, the Metzuda says lo hoya oviv ma'atzivoi, but it doesn't say ma'atzivoi, it says atzovei. The actual grammar of the word is very surprising. And then Rashi says lo chichiso, he didn't provoke him. Others say, the Radak says, lo heo machlimoi, he didn't put him to shame, or miasrei. But, and the Targum Yonason also, lo achlimo avui, the father didn't put him to shame by rebuking him. The word atzovod, however, doesn't normally mean provoking, doesn't normally mean tochocho, and doesn't normally mean yisurin. So why use the word atzovod, and it should have said matzivoi? And so the word is a little strange. It says further, the Mephoroshim explain, why did Adonio see fit or thought he had an opportunity of taking over the Malchus? So it says, Ki tov toa meyot, because he felt he looked the part, and he thought he found favor in David's eyes. Then it says, Ki osa yolda acharei Avsholom, and he was the next in line, because after all, he was the next one after Avsholom. And what is more, why didn't David rebuke him? So the Mefarshim give different interpretations. The one reason says, Velo atzova oviv, one reason the father didn't rebuke him was because he thought it. David actually thought he was, he looked the part, and maybe he could turn out and be, and fit the bill, as it were. Then there's another reason is, Oso Yolda Acharei Avsholom, that David had seen, he tried to discipline Avsholom. Look what happened with Avsholom. Avsholom, he must have felt, perhaps he had been over strict with Avsholom. He was scared to make the same mistake twice. He was, this is often the case, he was literally scared to discipline him because of his previous experience with Avsholom. All right, the other interpretations in the Mephoroshim. But you see that David was well aware he's walking on eggshells. He'd already lost one of his sons, Avsholom, had gone astray. Therefore, he was scared to repeat the same thing with Adonio. Before giving my own shot in the Atzova, but the Gaon says something very, very interesting. It's mentioned in the name of the Gaon, and it's very similar to the Alshich's pshat on the Haftorah in Vayechi, which is a similar Haftorah. It's the next chapter, Vayikravu Yemei David Lamus. There the Gaon says as follows. The Gaon says, Lo Atzova Oviv Miyomov Lemer, that is, Adonio did not say over to himself. Lemo is to say over to himself. It's not that David did not say to Adonio, But Adonior did not say over to himself, Beloatsovo, it didn't disturb him that he had a father like David, and nonetheless he didn't act according to what he should have done, being a son of David, who is a person who is full of ruchnias, as we can see from the Sefer Tehillim. So he had such a father like David, a melech like David, as a father, Beloatsovo, didn't upset him in any way, that to say lemor, to say over to himself. The Alshich says something very similar in the next chapter, which you read in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayechi. Vayikruvu yimei David lamus, vayetzav eshloimai benoi lemar. And he commanded his son, saying, Anoichi holich b'derech haoretz. David says over to Shlomai, listen, my time is up, I'm leaving this world. V'chozakto v'yisoleish. That's the normal translation, that's the Porsche Pshar. The Alshich says something very similar to the way the Gaon teaches. Vayikruvu yimei David lamus, vayetzav eshloimai benoi lemar, that Shlomo should say over to himself. Not that David is instructing Shlomo. Shlomo should say over to himself, Anoichi holich b'derech kol oretz. Every day, Anoichi holich b'derech kol oretz is one day nearer to the time when you're going to leave this world. V'chozakta v'yisoleish. You should say over to yourself. Not that David is telling him, v'chozakta v'yisoleish. It's the Alshich. And the same types of the, that's a different understanding in the word lemor. Lemor means to say over to yourself. That's how the Gaon learns that he should say over to himself, that Adonio should say over to himself. And like the Alshich says in Vayikru v'mei David lamos, vayetzaveh Shlomo b'no lemor, to say over to himself. But as I say, I find it very difficult. The term etzev doesn't mean rebuke, pashtus. It doesn't mean yisurim. Etzev is normally associated with pain. What's it to do with this pasuk here? So first of all, I thought, we find be'etzev tel dibonim. What's be'etzev tel dibonim? It's one of the klolas that Chavo was told, that be'etzev tel dibonim, when you give birth to children, it'll be with pain. But think about it. When a woman gives birth to a child, there is pain now. But look at the simcha after the pain. It's an etzev. Etzev is a term which is used for pain, suffering, but it's not. It's only a temporary suffering. It leads to something greater later. The joy of producing a child is something unimaginable. And that's that be'etzev tel dibonim. So v'lo atzovo oviv. The father wasn't prepared to give him pain now, because by giving him pain now, you'll get nachas later. And that may be the pshat. That's why he picks on the word etzev. Etzev is a pain, like be'etzev tel dibonim, a pain which you receive now, but look at the nachas you get later. And the same thing is used here, lo'atzovei David. David was not prepared to cause him that pain of giving him yisurim, which is, it's hard. Punishing a child is not easy. But look at the nachas you can get later if the child follows the derech you lay out for him. That's one thing I wanted to say. So also in the Ksav HaKabbalah, the Ksav HaKabbalah has a very, and it says by Yisatsev in a different context, but he says as follows. We find in the Gemara Erevin, a tefach can be a tefach otsev, or it could be a tefach sochev. What's a tefach sochev? When you smile, that's expansive. It expands. When you are sad, then the face narrows. And that's a borrowed term which we use for the size of a tefach and halachic implications. Sometimes you use a tefach otzev, sometimes you use a tefach sochek, a different size of a tefach. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah that etzev means to be metzamtzem. Le'atzovoi David oviv, he didn't, and he actually quotes it, he says, Be'inin ze ledati velo atzovo oviv. He's talking about a different context, where he's at, say, but he says, Be'inin ze ledati lo atzovo oviv lo tzimtzem osa. He didn't confine him, he didn't restrict him, he let him go too freely, and therefore he got exposed to the outside influences, and that's why he went astray. So etzev means to confine, to put boundaries. He didn't create boundaries for his child, and by not creating boundaries, therefore he went astray. That's an original interpretation of the Ksav HaKabbalah. I wouldn't have thought that's the Porsche Pshat and the Posse, but it's a very original interpretation of the Ksav HaKabbalah. But I wanted to say another interpretation as well. The Gemara says in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Ein matzivin es hakoton. When a child is born, it's learnt out from a parsha in Yechezkel, which is called the parsha of Teuchocha. Chazal call it the parsha of Teuchocha. In Yechezkel, when a newborn baby is born, there are certain restrictions that you cannot do on Shabbos. You're not supposed to. In those days, they used to bathe the baby in salt water and other things. And what is more, they used to swaddle the cotton, the baby in to make the limbs straighter. I don't know, it's not a modern practice. Got a doctor here. It's not a modern practice. But apparently, that's what they used to do. They used to put bandages around in order to keep the limbs. Straighten out the limbs, and the child comes out. It's probably the coming out of the mother's womb. It can be some sort of damage, perhaps, to the physical body. So they used to swaddle the child in, and said, and that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Ein matzivin es hakotan, says Rashi, and Rashi says ein matzivin es hakotan, loshen yodecho itzvuni, quoting from the pasuk in Iyov. And there, she mesaknim umiyashvin atzmoisov, that you build, as it were, and support the bones, vechulyas, shedrosa, kimidas tsalmo, moro matamis. That's the Loshon of Rashi. Yodcho itzvuni beyasuni yachet sovivat valeni. It quotes a posuk from Iyov. I looked at the what Rashi says in Iyov, and Rashi says in Iyov, itzvuni asuuni etzev. Defus, you put it in some sort of mould to straighten out the child. So etzev means building, forming the child, a form of building. The purpose of disciplining the child is to build the child. If you rebuke a child, it must be done with a positive intent of building the child. And that's maybe the pshat here, v'lo'at sovoy oviv miyomov. The father didn't build up the child, give him confidence, build him up. Loshen itzvuni, a different pshat entirely. Okay, so we see in the, I can spend more time discussing this possibly, and numerous interpretations on v'lo'at sovoy oviv. The posuk is clearly critical of David, v'lo'at sovoy oviv. Either it means, according to the Roman portion, it means giving rebuke, putting the child machlimoi, to put it to shame, embarrassing the child, which seems a rather strange way of disciplining, but that's not truly not the purpose to discipline a child, to embarrass him. But that's what the Targum Yonasan says, lo machlimoi, didn't embarrass the child. And I would suggest lo yatzovei has a deeper meaning, and as we have said, either according to Kesava Kabbalah, he didn't restrain the child, or according to the way Rashi learns in Masechah Shabbos, he didn't build up the child, or he didn't rebuke the child with the purpose of getting nachas later. Just perhaps, got a couple of minutes, perhaps quote the numerous cases that we got in this week's Sedra of Vayiglu Haniorim. I think probably most of you know it's worth looking at Rav Hirsch on Vayiglu Haniorim. He criticizes Yaakov for giving the same sort of every child is different, should be educated differently. And how true that is today. Some children fit one path, some fit another path, and you've got to adjust the way you treat the children according to the nature of the child. And that's the Hirsch on this week's Sedra.
How did God consult with
That's the posuk that that's what the Ksav Kabbalah is quoting, and he says it's too to Lord Sovereign Obi. That's the Ksav Kabbalah on that posuk. Yeah. Okay. Perhaps just I got a couple of minutes. A piece from Rav Hirsch on Parshas Vayero. Some of you may well be familiar with this. And it's a very beautiful piece. The way he says it. Vayisa Mishom Avrom Arzo Hanegev. Avrom journeyed to go to the south. By Yeshev, and he dwelt, being Kodesh uvein Shur, between Kodesh and between Shur, by Yogor Bigror. So Hirsch says as follows. He says, Avram, he says, Vayisa Mishom Avram Arzo HaNegev, by Yeshev. Then he says, By Yeshev, and he dwelt between Kodesh and Shur. And then it says, by Yogor Bigror, he sojourned in Geror. Why change, and why in this particular position? So he says, initially, when Avram before he was the birth of Yitzchak, he sought to isolate himself totally from the mass population. Therefore, he went to a place in the Negev, and away from the metropolitan towns, where he's exposed to all the everything which is going on in the towns. And he withdrew from city life and went to live in isolation. So where did he go? By Yeshev, he settled between Kodesh and Shur, well away from the center of population. On the other hand, it was not so far away from Geror. From time to time, he would make a journey into Geror, which was apparently that was the center. And that was the metropolis of the Plishtim. Why all of a sudden is the Pasuk mentioned here? Because he's just received the report he's going to have a child, Yitzchak. So he chose the style of his residence, the way he's going to continue with his life, based on the fact that he's going to have a child now. Now he's got to educate his child. So why did he choose a place in isolation? But from time to time, he would go to the center. So he says, to be in total isolation for a child, he says Rav Hirsch, that's not good. Because all of a sudden, a child comes out and eventually will be exposed, will be totally incapable of standing up to the challenges of life. On the other hand, you don't want to expose a child to all the influences from the outside world, because that's dangerous for the child. So what did he do? He kept him in a town, in a village, far away from the center. From time to time, he would expose him in small doses, as it were, to the big cities. And thereby, he would be familiar with what was going on outside. Again, he's struggling with getting the balance right between isolating, protecting, insulating. On the other hand, if it's totally insulated, it'll be when it comes to a challenge, and for the first time he comes along to a challenge and he sees what's going on in the wider world, then he's totally helpless because he hasn't been given the wherewithal to withstand the challenges of life. And that's what it says. By Yeshev, his main settlement, now that he had the Besura, now that he was told he's going to have a child, he made a decision by Yeshev. He's not going to dwell in the main town. He's going to be isolated. But from time to time, by Yogor means he was goes temporarily. He will go to the big cities, and so Yitzchak should see what is going on, and therefore he will be protected in some way. Give the marshal if you want to. You give an injection to a person to inoculate from disease. You give him a little bit of it in order to protect him from being too much exposed. And numerous places in Chumash, I say, Rav Hirsch takes out from the Ovos and the Parashas of Bereishis lessons which we can learn for the purposes of educating our children. And of course, everyone will have to. And there's no one way which is right, and every child is different, as you see from Veikid Luhani Orim. What is good for one child is definitely bad for another child. I know personally that we had children in every different school in London. We became consultants because we had children in virtually every school in London, because each one child we sent to one school and immediately rebelled, we had to take him out and send to another school. Then we had another child who was just the reverse. Different children require different treatment, and you should all be matzliach in the way you bring up your children. We should all be zoicha to have children who carry on in the way that we want them to. Yeah.